Well, as we like to on every Monday morning, we reach out to our friend Nolan Finley, editorial page director at the Detroit News, to talk about what is inspiring him as he gives his opinions on the day's events. One of the things that we were wanted to check with him on is something that happened in the interim between Mondays, and that is, good morning, Nolan.
Good morning, Guy.
We've got President Biden saying, you know what, this border thing's a problem. And we're going to work harder to make sure that we don't give asylum to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that crosses the border. Too little, too late, or maybe a step in the right direction?
Both. We woke up this morning to reports that the mass releases at the border that were supposed to be checked by this new executive order that went into effect last week are still ongoing. I think he's just let this situation gets so out of control that it's almost impossible to bring back in order. I mean,
he's not enforcing his own order then.
Well, they're enforcing it, but there are some nations, they said it's just too hard to enforce, the Eastern Hemisphere nations. I mean, we've got to the point where people from all over the world are just flooding here because we didn't enforce our border laws for so long. And now, it's got to the point where it's unmanageable. And, you know, these folks are coming here. And, you know, this executive order means nothing to them. So, you know, you still have the situation continue. I hope this works. But, you know, I think the only solution right now is to shut the border completely until you're able to get to restore order and make sure you know who was crossing in to this country and why.
Nolan, I can always respect a person who takes the L and admits it, and you were wrong about the train station.
Yeah, I was. I mean, for years I wrote that this thing needed to be torn down. It stood there amidst this terrific comeback Detroit was undergoing as a reminder of our blighted recent past. And, you know, I thought it should come down. I didn't think there was any market case for saving it. Bill Ford and the Ford Motor Company have proved me wrong. That place is magnificent. I was over there Thursday night for their event. And first of all, one of the best events I've ever been to in Detroit.
Yeah.
But second, this is not a renovation. This is a very meticulous restoration. They did everything first class.
And they didn't put a big Ford sign on the train station either, even though they're behind it.
Not yet. I mean, you know, I think they've been so true to the original intent of that building that they've avoided doing that. But they certainly have every right to, given the money they spent to bring this back.
We had Congressman Tim Walberg on, and you can go to WJR.com and listen to his conversation about this idea of overtime pay and the Biden administration's rule that it would expand that for salaried workers. What are your thoughts on his bill?
Well, I mean, it's more interference in the workplace. These new rules that the Biden administration have put in place, they're going to work against marginal workers and young workers who are trying to get ahead. I mean, obviously you don't want people chained to their desk and not paid for their time, but there are certain relationships the government has no business interfering in. And, you know, you wonder what this is going to do for interns. And again, what it's going to be do to younger workers trying to get a start in business.
Interesting that the Biden administration apparently caving to both business and political realities when it comes to their EPA CAFE standards. Initially, by 2032, they wanted automakers to have a fleet average of 57.8 miles per gallon, almost 58 miles per gallon. They now cut that back to about 53 miles per gallon, which a lot of the industry trade groups say we can live with that. So it apparently they are willing to listen to reason here, which is a step in the right direction. You made a great case, as have the number of automakers, that hybrids are where we ought to be, not EVs.
Of course. Of course. I mean, the government should get out of this market and let market forces determine what we're going to drive. This latest move by Biden, just an effort by a guy to get through an election. And, both on this and immigration, you see him moving to the right to appeal to more voters. I mean, what does that tell you about American opinion? And, if Democratic politicians have to start embracing more conservative policy, what's it tell you about the popularity of their positions? I mean, motorists don't want these electric vehicles forced on them before they're ready for prime time. And, hybrids are a much better approach, much better, more sensible technology.
Nolan, Attorney General Merrick Garland has advised the White House to claim executive privilege to deny Congress the access to that audio tape of President Biden's interview with the special counsel Robert Hur. What say you about that? Especially, I mean, the written transcripts are already made public.
Yeah, so what are they hiding? How do you complain? How do you claim executive privilege on something that's already been released in another form? And what they're far hiding is, I would say, how the president struggled to get through this interview, and I think that's revelatory. And the public has a right to see this information.
They just don't want that video to show up in a commercial, I'm
They do
sure.
not. Well, so be it. But it's public information now, and it should be released. No information should be withheld to help somebody's political ambitions.
Well, I think we could see for ourselves what happens during the upcoming debate. But Guy and I were talking about that this AI thing has crept into even our discussions when it comes to the president trying to sit
Yeah,
on its chair that wasn't there,
I
but
owe an apology to
it
our
was
listeners
deleted.
because I took that video to be genuine based on the sources that I was getting it from. Turns out it was a fake, that he wasn't struggling to sit down. Now, we've got the Wall Street Journal article that came out and said that, they quoted 45 different sources saying that in important meetings, these are both Republicans and Democrats, he's got a cognitive problem. But he didn't have a sit-down problem, at least not then.
Well, this AI is scary as heck. I mean, we're not going to be able to believe anything we see or hear. I mean, that used to be the test. Believe your own eyes and
Right.
believe your own ears. And the ability of this technology to distort and deceive is very frightening. And we don't have a clue yet how to deal with this, how to regulate this, how to prevent it from becoming a subversive force in our democracy.
Yeah, a lot more work needs to be done on the legislation of that and the punishments for using it in that way. Nolan, have a great week. Thank you, sir.
You too. We'll talk to you next Monday.
It is a legendary career, more than 50 years covering sports in Detroit. We'll connect with Mike O'Hara as he rides off into the sunset.